Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today. Is this your Disney fit?
Well, it's going to be like 60-something degrees outside. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Please do.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
No, what happened?
Why? Because you're so excited?
Anxiety set in.
Why?
I've never been more afraid to do something in my life other than the other day. So I am so out of shape that when I fuck around with my son and we play basketball, I get winded now. Just from running around and not even really running, just putting up a few shots.
Because you don't do any exercise. You've given up on exercise.
I haven't given up on exercise. It's just, you know, I live all the way out in the fucking sticks, man. And exercising by myself is always...
You don't live in the sticks. I will let the audience to know that he does not live in like the middle of nowhere. He lives in a very populous place. They don't have gyms there?
They do.
Yeah, I would imagine the people in your city have a gym or 6.
But not what I'm used to. Anyway, my point is this. I'm so out of shape right now. And it's my fault. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's my fault for being out of shape. But I'm so out of shape right now that I was nervous to go to the gym yesterday. Like nervous. Like my heart was pounding. Like I'm going to get 1 rep in and I'm going to fucking throw up and pass out and be like, holy shit. You know what I mean? I had anxiety last night. In the middle of the night, I woke up and was like, I'm not going to fucking be able to walk Disneyland. At some point, I'm going to be fucking like, this is too much. This is too fucking much.
Walking around Disneyland, you were worried about.
It's 5 fucking, it's definitely well over the 10,000 steps that you've been preaching. It's like going to be like
walking around Disneyland all day long is way more than 10,000 steps.
It's going to be like 20 to 30,000 steps, 40,000 steps.
I'm just surprised that you, the fact that you woke up anxious about whether or not you were going to be capable of walking Disneyland is surprising to me.
It was surprising to me, Zach.
Why are you yelling?
It was surprised because I'm.
Why didn't you invite? More importantly than this boring ass conversation, why didn't you invite me to Disneyland?
Because we figured you didn't want to go.
That's bullshit. I have a totally free day. I could have gone.
Do you want to go to Disneyland?
No. Now my feelings are hurt.
No. Let's see. That's the bullshit. And there's the bullshit, audience.
We got an audience. We
you
want to
dangle? You just dangled. I want to go to Disneyland. I offered it. And then you're like, no, my feelings are hurt. Kiss my ass. If you really
I'm pouting.
You know, you could pout
audience,
all you
just
want.
So you know, it's Wilder, Donald's daughter's birthday, and we got a text, you know, Daniel and Joelle got a text, hey, can we record early because we're going to Disneyland? And I thought, my first thought was like, wow, there was no invite.
I just thought that you would not want to hang out with my wife.
Do you
and
not
a
have
an, kids?
How many kids are going?
Like 3.
I would have loved that.
You're full of shit. I love you, bro. I love you, bro, but you're so full of shit.
Here's my problem with Disneyland. I don't really go on the rides. I don't really go on the rides.
Not anymore.
You're different. You go on it with a child. It's amazing. You experience it with your little girl. That's incredible.
I hope so.
Of course, that's incredible. I, not having a child, and also like the handful of roller coasters and stuff that they have make me nauseous anyway. Space Mountain, like, I've done it. It's cool. Like, I feel like I don't need to do it again. Whereas you're like, oh, my God, how many times can we go on Space Mountain?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do that. No, my equilibrium is shifted also, bro.
Really? You get nauseous on Space Mountain?
I don't get...
This is what happens when you get old.
I can do it once. We can go once, and then
I never liked roller coasters.
Oh, I loved roller coasters.
Really?
I was scared. Okay, you know the freaking how it goes, and the progression. I was scared of that shit. No, this is what it was. I was too small to get on it. Then when I finally got on one, I was like fucking freaked out. And was like, fuck that shit. I don't like roller coasters. Then I wasn't afraid anymore. And that shit was a lot of fun. Then I got old. And
right, let me ask you something, though. Outside of Disneyland, which are pretty calm roller coasters, did you like the ones at like Six Flags that are just crazy? Like the ones that, like, you know, upside down and standing up and all that stuff?
I remember the last time I did that shit. It was Casey and I were fairly new to dating. We were about 3 years in. And my son, Dade, my wife and I, my ex-wife, I should say, was like, you know, take the motherfucker someplace. And I was like, all right, I'll take him to freaking Six Flags. Cause he begged to go, Dade, right? And I'm like, all right, let's go. And we go, and I've never seen a kid more excited to be on these damn roller coasters in my life. And there was one where fire literally shot out. And you could feel the heat like on your face and stuff, right? And I look over to my son and he's flying through that shit and he goes, I live for this!
Amazing.
Aww.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, you ever, like, I knew what it felt like to be the motherfucker. In the past, like, you know, you do some dumb shit when you're young, when you hit the gas and you're in the car and your friend's like, dude, slow down. And you're like, and you speed it and you spin out of some dumb shit like that. I know what it felt like to be the dude that was like, yo, slow down. Oh God. Looking at him and him screaming that shit. Oh man, dude, never. That was the last time. I was like, this is the last time I'm getting on roller coasters like this. And I look over at Casey. And she's fucking laughing her ass off, but I could see the tears go. She's laughing at the back.
I never did that stuff. I hate when I see those videos of roller coasters, like people, the ones you stand up on and they go, I mean, all that crazy shit. I have zero interest.
I've done dumber shit. I've gone to fucking Six Flags Magic Mountain and did the Dive Devil. Do you know what that shit is?
What's the Dive Devil?
Oh my gosh. Exactly. What is the Dive Devil?
Exactly. All right.
They put you in a, it's not even metal. It's not even a caged. They put you in a fucking harness and it's like a blanket and you lie down next to somebody, right?
Someone you know or a stranger?
Hopefully it's somebody you know.
Hi, hopefully. I'm Zach.
Right. That'd be awesome. That'd be such a great, imagine now doing that shit. That'd be such a great day, right? So you get in it and they pull you back up like 7 stories and it, now you're facing down, strapped in a plastic harness, looking down at fucking Six Flags Magic Mountain. And they say, 3, 2, and always they're assholes and pull it before 1. Mm-hmm. And you go like a fucking, like you're flying like Superman. And you go flying up.
Like a
slingshot.
You're
literally like a slingshot, but you're literally, now you're at the peak of it. You're high above Six Flags Magic Mountain looking down at this motherfucker like, like at everybody, and there's people looking at you like, I can't believe that this idiot was stupid enough to get on this ride. Like, and then you come flying back. Ooh,
so funny.
And then does it again. Woo! Oh,
yeah, I'm good. I'm good for that. Mm-hmm. Listen.
I had it on video, VHS. I don't know where it went.
Listen, I jumped out of an airplane. I wanted to have that bucket list thing. I found that was really cool, but I'm like, I did it. But even that didn't made me way less nauseous than a roller coaster.
You jumped out of an airplane.
I did. I was like, my brother was super into jumping out of an airplane. He like got certified so he can do it alone. I mean, he went so many times. He was really into it. It was like his hobby. And I just thought like, okay, I went with him and I thought like, I'm going to have this bucket list item. And, you know, obviously you jump with a guide, pro, whatever you call it, tandem. And it was awesome. But when I landed, I was like, okay, I think I'm good for that. I did that. But I don't know. It really comes down to nausea. When I go on those crazy roller coasters, I just get nauseous. And I've always used to go to those parks and be like, I want to be fun. I don't want to be the guy who's left out. And so I would go on a couple and then I would just spend the whole day nauseous. I suppose I could take like a Dramamine or something to be a part of the fun. But I think I'm good.
Yeah. You know, at this point, I'm really excited for, like, you want to hear something crazy? I got nauseous on fucking Toy
Small
Story.
World. No, Small
Toy
World.
Story.
How? Damn. What?
On Toy Story, I got nauseous.
Oh, really? No.
Well, it's because all those screens.
The spinning.
Okay.
All of that shit. And I was like, yeah. Oh.
I was on that with you. You were sitting next to my brother, I think, last time I went.
Remember? We tried to beat everybody. That was such
a great time. I went and Googled. That was fun. I went and Googled, like, where are the best places to get the points on Toy Story?
Motherfucker, so I went and bought a Wii and tried to learn it on the Wii.
Really?
That's funny.
At home, yeah.
Yeah,
no
here's
bullshit.
A pro tip for you going to Disneyland and World. If you go on Toy Story, like, you can Google, like, where are the secret points so I can win this motherfucker? And there's all these little Easter eggs you can hit. Daniel, you probably did that.
I mean,
I still didn't win, even though I thought I was hit. Like, it's still, well, I went and found a lot of secrets, but I still wasn't the winner because probably everyone on the ride Googled the secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to be the winner in my group.
Ah,
That's the way to go.
Now, it's Wilder's birthday. What is she most excited to do? I'm sure she's been telling you. Small World.
She's just excited to go with her friends.
Will she go on what's the scariest ride?
She gets on everything now.
I guess Space Mountain's probably the scariest ride, right?
No.
Oh, the drop, ride, the Tower of Terror.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's no longer
Tower
of Terror.
It's the same thing. Right. But
what's the same thing?
Now it's completely different. It's a completely different ride.
It's the same structure.
They added different
completely different ride.
They added different skins to it and sound effects. It's the
Guys,
same ride.
It's a completely different ride. The Tower
How is it
of Terror,
different?
I will explain it to you. The Tower of Terror was a whole movie, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just go up and you drop and that's it. That was it. Guardians is, there's several different versions, several different songs, and they keep adding more. And each song is triggers different types of drops. And so you don't just drop once, you drop 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 times. Yo, Guardians of the Galaxy, California Adventure, y'all did that thing right. That is the best ride in the park. That's one of the best rides, period.
Mr. Faison, I feel like
ride that I'll get on over and over again. And when the queasy starts, I'll be like, all right, that's enough.
Listen, I just want to pretend I'm a lawyer in court. Mr. Faison, are you willing to admit that the structure of the ride has not changed at all?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that the building, the building.
You said they totally
it's a completely
changed
completely different
they
ride.
They just
completely
added music and reprogrammed the ride.
It's a completely different ride.
It's the same ride system.
Also, they put it's a 4K movie, whereas the other one was like 1080p.
Oh my god!
Okay,
Donald.
So
they've increased the resolution.
Also,
you're ridiculous.
It's completely different.
Now there's pictures of Groot. All right, listen.
It's not pictures, though. It's like a digital. It's like you get a full movie.
All right. And all so the characters will you stay late to see the fireworks?
So here's the thing.
Go ahead.
The kids have school.
Oh, so no fireworks for those kids.
True.
So
screw school. Let them stay.
Yeah.
You know what? Joel, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Your kids and their friends got out of school for this special adventure today.
Mm. We're cutting class today.
I like that. You're a good dad. Let's cut class for Disneyland.
Those are the best days. You never forget those.
I shall never forget that. Cut school for Disneyland with your dad? That's rad.
Best day ever.
That rhymes.
It did
rhyme. Do you want to hear some new additions to the soundboard? Thanks to Daniel and
Candy Lisa. Girl. You're all my world. When you're so sweet, special treat. What do you don't know about the new addition?
That's way better than that. Here's one of the new additions to the soundboard.
You haven't gone for a while.
No.
No. Amazing.
No.
That was awesome.
You have been gone for a while.
Wait, we've been saying it wrong. I've been saying it. You have been gone a long time. This, for those of you who don't know what this is Donald's first commercial. You can see it on YouTube. It's a Folgers commercial.
It's not my first commercial.
Oh, sorry to misspeak. What is it? What was your first commercial?
My first commercial was like TurboGrafx-16.
It
was
really?
Something like that.
That's sick.
I take that back. My first commercial was Oatmeal Raisin Crisp. Look what they've done to oatmeal.
All right. Well, here's Donald. How old do you think you are?
In this one? Yeah. I'm like 14. I'm definitely a teenager now.
No, you're not a teenager in this one.
I'm definitely a teenager.
All right. Well, here he is, everybody.
You haven't gone for a while.
Yeah. I'm in like junior high school.
You have been gone for a while.
You have been gone for a while.
All right. So we have that. And we also have this, Bob. Hey.
Dr. Acula.
It's perfect.
And those live next to some of your favorites, like
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
That is classic. One of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. He's Dr. Acula. All right, let's get into the TV show Scrubs, because Donald has to take his beautiful daughter Wilder for her birthday trip to Disneyland.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm. Our white coats. Audience, you know that each week we try and approach these episodes of season 9 with fresh eyes. And no judgment, we go in with our windshields clean, ready to judge them, not from previous perceptions, but from a brand new, open point of view. And Donald, what were your thoughts on our white coats?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Whew!
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10 oofs, I give this one 9 oofs. Joelle, you're not.
I was just like, what is this?
Oh my God, what is this show?
I don't know what was going on this week. It was all over the map. I didn't understand what lessons we were supposed to take away from almost anything. Kelso, once again, assaulting students.
I think a lesson we were supposed to take away is that this is a hot mess.
Yeah. You feel it in this one for sure.
Kelso at one point talks about how he can get a girl's, young lady's shirt off because she called him grandpa.
Yeah.
So you remind me of my grandpa. And he was like, I think I can use that. What?
Yeah. I can use that to get her shirt off.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Cringe.
Oh, my God. I cringed so hard. Yeah. I was like, okay, here we go.
All over the place. A hot, steaming mess.
Yeah, from hot jump. Mess. That hot yoga mess. Thing, I was like, what is going on here?
I mean, it opens with Elliot and Lucy doing yoga.
In the quad.
In the quad? I don't know what even the idea was. Like, why are they doing yoga? Because she has no one to hang out with? What? I don't understand.
She says that it was good for Elliot's baby, but then she was like, but is it though? Because it looks like she's about to pop out. I'm like, you're on your way to being a doctor, girl. Like, I feel like this is very basic stuff happening here.
Right. And then we learn that Elliot and JD conceived a child in a Christmas tree lot. Is that correct?
That's what it sounded like to me. They said it was public, but it didn't seem like it was at a church. So yes.
No, it was a Christmas tree lot. They said it was a Christmas tree, but it was still in the lot.
And there were a lot of people upset about it.
Yeah. So in that world, we were having sex in a Christmas tree lot under one of the trees while people were there.
We know JD and Elliot like to have risky sex. We've seen them have
Lucy countered with, I once had sex in a pumpkin patch.
No, she got felt up, I think, right?
Something like that.
Didn't she get felt up, Joelle? I don't think she got felt up. I don't think she copulated, Donald. She merely had her breasts.
And then the joke was, don't you just love the holidays?
Yeah, and that's the opening of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the here we go primetime ABC comedy joke of the show was, I fucked in a Christmas tree lot. I had my breast touched in a pumpkin patch.
Can I just say one thing?
You can say anything.
Hmm.
It's kind of getting on my nerves. You're not on the show anymore.
I know.
Right? Why are we continuously referring to JD? Hmm. What ease out are we doing now? What is the ease? We've already said goodbye. You know what I mean? Why do we keep going back to this? It makes it so that when you come back, you know what I mean, later on, I don't know if I'm going to give a shit, dude. Like, and every joke, and Turk's only jokes are about you. I mean, it's not you in particular, but about JD. That's it.
They did you dirty. They really did you dirty in this episode.
It's like, what the fuck is this? And then I get a monologue, finally, and I got a mask on at the end of the motherfucking show.
No!
I'm teaching a lesson.
Didn't even realize that.
To this motherfucker with a mask on. It's like, wait a second. What the fuck?
They really weren't servicing you in any meaningful way. You were just kind of like an extra.
I'm telling you, I'm John Boyega in episode 8 of Star Wars.
John Boyega in episode 8. Okay. Oh, because I didn't see that one, but that's the one where you feel like he was just kind of like became like a background.
Dude, he was sidelined.
The dude went one-on-one with Kylo Ren in episode 1, only to not do jack shit in episode 2. Whatever the fucking shit. Episode 8. 7. I don't. It's confusing now.
How do you not know? If you're
so
the only person in the world
now.
That
there's
would
so
know
much Star Wars. There's so much Star Wars, dude. There's so much lovely Star Wars. There's so much wonderful Star Wars.
I'm just surprised that you don't know the numbers. Joelle,
I don't need to
numbers.
Know the numbers. I notice. I know the lineage. I know the trajectory. I know.
All right,
the
I'm gonna quiz you. What number is Jedi?
That's 6.
Is he right, Joelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it again. I like this game. This is fun. Oh, no.
Okay.
You'd have to know the other names.
What number is Phantom Menace?
That's easy. That's 1.
That's 1.
All right. I don't know the other titles. That's all I know.
Wait, you know what? And here's the
crazy
shit.
What number
shit.
Is the one?
Here's
where...
the crazy shit. Oh, God. You said what number is Jedi? Jedi could be 2 different fucking movies now.
Could have gone The Last Jedi, but I figured he was talking
you
about.
You knew
the
what
original.
I meant. The one with the
he
Ewoks.
Better been talking about Return of the Jedi.
The only one that matters to me is the one with the Ewoks.
Ichaki, no.
Celebrate the life. Yup,
yo,
nope.
No.
Oh my God.
And that was Star Wars Corner.
And that was Star Wars Corner. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. You haven't gone for a while.
We're going to have some, I know you think we've been lazy with guests, everybody, but we're going to have some season 9 guests on. We're going to have to like really
restrain
ourselves.
That's going to be very difficult.
Well, I think we can be honest with them.
Yeah, of course we can be honest with them, but it's still
Eliza Coop is coming on, right, Joelle?
Can't wait. Yes.
the amazingly talented Eliza Coop's going on. And Eliza,
I'm going to have some questions.
Eliza is someone who is very uncensored, much like her character. I think she's going to have fun talking about these as well.
Eliza went on to do another show with the showrunner from this show.
Mm-hmm.
Of this season.
And then she went on, she do the show about, what was the show with?
The Happy Endings?
It was Happy Endings. No, but then there was another show she did about like space travel.
Right, with her and Josh Hutcherson, where they're running around with blasters and shit.
What was the Josh Hutcherson show where they're running around with blasters
and shit? Where
she had a shaved
head.
Future Man.
Future Man. Did you ever watch Future Man, Joelle?
It did not come up for me, but I've heard really great things. It's one of those ones I got to go back and watch. So maybe I'll watch it before Eliza comes on.
By the way,
show.
You know what? My weekly. Now it's time for Zach's weekly recommended show.
Ooh, yes. Here we go.
The Jinx is back, y'all.
Hey.
The Jinx. Watched The Jinx on so Max, you got to watch The Jinx. It is so incredible. And it was 2015 is when it aired, and they finally now have part two. And the first episode was incredible. Yes, Donald, I call on you.
What is The Jinx?
The Jinx is a docuseries about Robert Durst, who was an extraordinarily wealthy man who was been accused of murdering three different people. And for some reason, in 2015, he agreed to be a part of a docuseries about himself, thinking he was just going to say his side of the story. But the documentarian, Andrew Jarecki, ends up kind of in the documentary proving his guilt on one of the murders. And it happens on camera, and you cannot believe it because he goes to the urinal, Robert Durst, not remembering that he has a mic on. And while he's peeing, he says something, I'm paraphrasing, like, they finally got you. Now they know you killed them all. Yeah, bro.
He confesses on tape, bro. Amazing. I know that audio person was just like, is this really happening?
Yeah, audio person sitting in their headphones, probably checking their phones.
He comes out of that bathroom and everybody is fucking white.
I don't think they know. As the story goes,
everybody is.
They didn't hear it. Listen, they didn't hear it. I'm telling you.
No,
they didn't hear it live. I think when the editor, I don't know if this is the truth. You can Google it. But I think they were like going through the footage however many weeks later and the editor fucking found it. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. It's so crazy.
Nuts.
Oh my gosh, that would have been the
and
best.
In season two, episode one, oh my God, this is so crazy. I'm getting goosebumps. They show you all of the families of the murder victims and all the people involved, like the lawyers, everything. This guy has escaped them. And they show you them watching that moment when it aired on HBO in 2015. And I swear I got tears in my eyes watching all these families like, so shocked to hear it and see it. What, Joelle? What's that?
Sorry, I was reading up to do a quick fact check. They discovered this confession 2 years after originally filming
the documentary.
Really? 2 years. I know documentaries take a long time to work on, usually funding and stuff, so I'm not sure if that was the process or what, but this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. They uncovered just audio confession in their editing process and handed over to the investigation after they discovered it.
Yeah, then they went to the FBI.
So he was out on the street living his life for those 2 years.
Yeah.
That's
I gotta tell you, if you like true crime stuff, I don't think there's ever been a better one because
he might have been the dumbest motherfucker on the planet, man.
Well, like, he is because
if you even say to yourself, oh, they finally got you. Now they know you killed them all. Now, even if at any moment while making this documentary, either that or he is a freaking narcissist and a sociopath. And
well, I think it's safe to say he's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Right. But if you say that shit to yourself and you don't say, it's time to run.
No, he did try and run. You got to watch it. It's incredible. But what's crazy is, he just went to the bathroom. So no one would think to look at that footage. The camera was just, or the audio, whichever, was just still rolling. And I guess 2 years into editing, some editor was like, oh my God.
They probably skipped over because he was taking like a wild shit or something. And they're like, I don't want to hear this.
Like, no.
This is crazy.
Donald, I wish you watched things. This is so good.
Yeah, watch that.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about season 9 of the television show Scrubs. This commercial right here got me through a lot of hard times.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on credit worthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today. Everybody! Wait, before we get back into Scrubs, can I just ask one question?
Yeah, right after
y'all
this.
Y'all don't feel like...
Yeah?
Y'all don't feel like watching these little true crime shows and stuff like that is just like, my wife watches that stuff, and sometimes I'm like, babe, are you just using this so that when you do kill my ass, you know how to,
you know
how to hide? Like, is that what everybody is doing? Is that what the world is doing? Like, if I do commit a crime, here's where the mistakes lie.
So a lot of people
don't do this.
A lot of people listen to true crime for a lot of different reasons. I find a lot of women are terrified of being murdered or attacked, and so they obsess over true crime as a way to be like, I will not be caught. This is how so-and-so got out. This is what you do when you're like nervous, scared. Like the girls over at My Favorite Murder, they're always like, fuck being polite is their catchphrase. They're like, if you feel unsafe, let people know. Be loud about it. Get out. Doesn't matter. Don't die. I do think, I mean, we've certainly heard of true crime authors who've later gone on to murder their spouses using the research they collected from their books. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So there's certainly a sect of people who are like taking notes and not that poison. They'll discover you. But I think for the most part, people are just very fascinated by what human beings are capable of.
I'm so fascinated by this Robert Durst thing. I wish there was an episode every day. I just can't take my eyes off of it. It's fascinating. Mm. Because he had everything. He had $1 zillion. He had like, he could do anything with his life.
So what was his, you don't want to give it away, but what's his motivation? What was his motivation for murdering?
I'm not going to go down the wormhole of the story because it's a lot of story, but
watch it. It's good.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Crazy.
Dear Max.
By the way,
you're welcome.
I'll tell you one thing about that's so crazy. The way he got caught, one of the times he gets caught, is that he shoplifted a sub sandwich from a grocery store when he had $80,000 in cash in his trunk.
It's always something stupid. It's so always something that level insane. Of stupid.
Like, he had 80 grand in cash in his car, and he decided that he would shoplift a sub sandwich.
Dudes will be on their fifth murder and then run a stop sign. And they're telling, like, what's this in your trunk? It's always the dumbest thing that gets people caught.
All right, back to the TV show Scrubs.
You just kept that in there, huh?
Back to the TV show Scrubs, Donald, because you have to get to the new Tower of Terror, which is completely different. There are no similarities.
You're just mad because I'm not taking your ass.
I was not invited. You know, if I was going to Disneyland, I would invite you. They have roller coaster in the dark.
I would. You know what I would say to you when you invited me? I'd be like, oh, Zach, I love you. Uh-huh.
But Rocco has a basketball game.
But I'm not going to Disneyland, bro.
Why?
Listen, I love Disneyland. I love it with a passion. I love everything about Disney.
Why would you not go if I invited you? I don't. This is really upsetting me.
Because I'm not going to sit there with you and not do rides.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't go just me and you. I would go like with your family. And while they're on Tower of Terror / Guardians of the Galaxy, I would like explore and saunter and people watch.
I wouldn't mind exploring and sauntering and people watching Disneyland with you. That would be a lot of fun, actually.
Do you get recognized when you're walking around Disneyland? People are like, Clueless.
You know they do, bro. And you get recognized. You know what I need? I need a great disguise that's not going to fucking, like, that I don't need acetone to freaking get off at the end of the night. You know what I mean? Like, I need a great freaking, like, disguise for Disneyland. Because that is a tough one. That is a very, Scrubs is Disneyland. I think I'm in one of the rides at
What ride are you on?
Like, History of the, something like that. In Florida, I'm in one of them.
Oh.
Like, straight up, like, I love, listen, for my better, the better half of my, well, it's, I'm still in the better half. I'm still going. Yeah. But I loved Disneyland in my youth, like for real. And I still have an affection for it, but like, I loved it. Like, when I say loved, like, I would just, when we were doing Scrubs, when we were doing the show that we're talking about right now,
barely talking about, but yeah.
Right. I went probably 5 times, 6 times a year because that was one of the perks of being on a Disney show. If you were on a Disney show, you could go to Disneyland whenever you wanted. Or at least that's how NBC would make it. Like, somebody at NBC was hooking me up. She was like, I got all of these tickets. You do me a couple of favors, I'll get you to Disneyland. And I would go to Disneyland all the time. I remember one time Casey came back from Japan. She's probably told the story on the show. She literally landed. I'm in the car with my kids. And I'm like, I got a surprise, babe. Guess where we're going? And she was like, home to sleep? And I'm like, nope, we're going to Disneyland. And she walked a full, this is how stupid I was when I was a kid. No consideration. Anyway, I used to love that place. Now, it's not the same.
So what will today's disguise be? Will you wear a baseball
hat and some glasses?
And you'll wear some sunglasses and a baseball hat?
Yeah.
Now, if anyone goes, Clueless, will you give a peace sign? What will be your
process?
Of course,
I'll always acknowledge those who acknowledge me.
Will they be like, what if someone says, hey, can you tell me about all the different plans that T-Mobile offers?
I will have a couple. I do have an answer for that, and that is go to the website.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You can do it on your smartphone.
All right, so all these kids in the show are competing to see who can be the speaker at the white coat ceremony, which is where they're going to get their official white coats. I'm assuming this is a real thing.
And they've all become really cutthroat also. Yeah.
There's like, a term they use called a gunner, which means that they're gunning for each other.
Yeah. This is a promising storyline for the show. So immediately I was like, we haven't seen anything like this in Scrubs. We've never seen JD, Turk, Elliot. Or have we? Am I forgetting? Have we watched so many episodes of Scrubs that...
What, them being competitive with each other?
Where they're all, where the whole show is about them being competitive with each other?
I don't remember. But I do know that these guys have gotten...
I know the Kung Fu fighting one was, but that was just the surgeons.
The Cole...
Oh, so between the two of us.
The two of us. There is no doubt. We're a surgeon and a doc above it all. If you have a duh, I will da-dee-da.
I'll remove tumors from your brain to your rectum.
Between the two of us, that was funny.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was talking to Brian about a West Side Story T-Mobile commercial, and I was
like, "We did that though."
Yeah, but I was thinking a different song. Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi, da-dee-da-da, Wi-Fi.
That's good.
And every time I connect, it's so quick. It's Wi-Fi 5G.
Wi-Fi. T-Mobile has Wi-Fi.
T-Mobile has it. We could totally do it. I'm already fucking hooked.
You and I go to some guy's apartment in New York, a friend, and he doesn't have T-Mobile home internet, and we end up on the fire escape going Wi-Fi. That's all I got so far.
Kelso wants to have sex with a freaking student.
Yeah, that was really weird. Kelso wants to interview a student and get her top off because she said he reminded her of his grandpa. That was really awkward. Cox has this thing. It's like, why do you want to be a doctor? He wants all the students to answer. He's going to have a little interview with them why they want to be a doctor. And Lucy just cannot come up with a satisfactory answer for Cox. Everything she says, he's like, nope, nope, nope. So, of course, we know in the Scrubs script style, one of the main storylines is going to be Lucy's search for discovering why she wants to be a doctor. There's a lot of competition between Drew and Cole over who's going to be the keynote speaker.
I thought Dave Franco was very funny.
Yeah.
And completely delusional as Cole.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
It's so weird. Yeah, dude.
And he's such a cartoonish idiot.
Mm.
This is where the story didn't connect for me. So in the beginning of the show, Drew wants to be the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden he has a change of heart.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
And doesn't want to be the keynote speaker anymore. It would have been better if it was reversed. I don't want to be the fucking keynote speaker. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not here for that shit. I'm here to save lives. I'm here to do this. I'm not here to freaking... And Cox is like, I like this kid. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That would have made sense. Because as the script goes now, he just changes out of nowhere. But there's no event. There's no thing that happens.
Somebody says, oh, wow, you're a gunner, dude. Cole says to him, you're a gunner. And he's like, I am. Fuck. And then he reminisces about when he was younger and how much he was a gunner. Okay. Yeah, and so he's like,
I'm out.
That's
what they were trying to say. It's not 100%.
It's better the other way around.
So he wanted it, and then Cole called him out for being a gunner. And then he doesn't want it again.
But then he doesn't want it again because he wanted it back in the day, and he just sees himself all over again. It's better if he never wanted that shit. Fuck that shit. I don't want that shit. Hell no. I know what happened in his mind. I know what happened last time. Last time I wanted that shit. What happened? I fucking went out of my mind and I fucking took all my friends down. And that shit was some bullshit. I don't want this shit. That's the better story, starting that way. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. Kind is calling all flavor chasers.
Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
There's a kid who's obsessed with Lost, and there's going to be the Lost finale's coming up. He's got Lost stickers all over his laptop. and then who does it? Oh, is it Cole?
It's Cole.
Cole says that they're never going to release, right before a test, he says he makes up a lie saying they're never going to release the season finale of Lost and explain everything. And the kid is so distraught that we assume he's going to fuck up his test.
What's Lost?
The show?
The TV show, famous Lost? TV show?
I'm just kidding.
I was like,
if I were a kid and I turned on the television, I'd be like, what the fuck is Lost?
Well, Lost, I really always find it very
Did you ever watch Lost?
I didn't make it through. I watched a lot of it. The beginning was incredible.
Yeah, I heard the beginning. The first couple seasons were great.
Did you all finish?
No, yeah. I just started watching it for the first time though, like last year. So I'm in the middle of season like 3 or 4, I think, right now.
Are you actively watching it?
Yeah, I had to pause because watching old TV shows is great. Obviously, here we are. But 22 episodes of an hour-long TV series where the writers were begging for less episodes each season. They were like, this is too many episodes. We don't have that much story. And they were like, it's a cash cow. Produce more.
I know. In the beginning, it was really incredible. It kept you on the edge of your seat. It was so – and then I eventually gave up. And I think people I know have said that the ending was not very satisfying after all of that. Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear.
They wanted to end 2 seasons earlier.
I don't like it when TV shows reference other TV shows.
Oh.
Mm, interesting.
Well, we stayed away from that originally for a while. If we did reference something, it was classic. You know, we would reference Fonzie. We reference Happy Days.
Let me rephrase. I think what I meant to say was current shows. I think it's one thing to reference like an old school 80s show. But I don't know. I always find it like, I don't know, weird when we're referencing other shows that are on the air at the same time.
People are going to start referencing us eventually if they haven't already. Scrubs will be in that, you know, what is it called? The Zeitgeist? Is that the right word for it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Donald.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's already happened. I think there's been Scrubs references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Look at Family Guy. You're black Scrubs and I'm white Scrubs.
Yeah, but isn't that because he didn't like Scrubs?
I think it's both. I think he didn't like Scrubs and it was probably funny.
I want to meet. No, you're not white Scrubs. You're just Scrubs.
Yeah.
I want to meet Scrubs.
That would be good for the
I
want to
meet
soundboard.
Scrubs. Oh, and Daniel. I want to meet black Scrubs.
Daniel, can you get me that for the soundboard? I want to meet Scrubs and I want to meet black Scrubs.
That's one of my favorite. I'm going to tell you, that's one of my favorite jokes of us, dude.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great one. That's probably one of the best ones.
That you're black Scrubs.
I want to meet Scrubs and I want to meet black Scrubs is the funniest thing.
We met Seth MacFarlane a few times and he's always been so nice to us in person, but it does seem from spoofing us that he was not a fan of Scrubs.
It's kind of lighthearted.
Maybe he was just roasting us.
Yeah.
All right. So Donald, Turk says, Turk has a Haitian patient and he's very excited that he has a French accent. I mean, like Turk's never met a Haitian person before.
Well, it was 12 years ago when he last was in the hospital.
I know, but there's plenty of Haitian
people.
Does
that track? Bizarre.
That doesn't track. That doesn't track. This is season 9, but it was 12 years ago when I did the stitching on him. That doesn't track.
No, it doesn't.
No, but also, more importantly, have you never met a Haitian man before? Why is Turk so excited? Or any black person who speaks French? That was just, you were so stoked.
It's a weird joke. I didn't understand this at all.
He goes, brother speaks French. That's a romance language, y'all.
Well, so Donald, I felt you trying to sell it. You were like, I'm going to make these lines work. But it was just, woof. I didn't understand.
Look.
It's not your fault, Donald. Drew here. Realizes.
I'm here now, still. I'm still standing.
Drew realizes
better
that.
Better than I've ever been.
For some reason, Drew knows like about Barry. From Haiti, that's the reason that the patient has some sort of complication, and that makes him really popular in the older doctors, you know, ranking because he finds out about this Barry from Haiti. Lucy,
nobody cares, Sean.
Exactly. Lucy tells.
My gosh.
Lucy tells Cox that she wants to be a doctor. Why she wants to be a doctor in front of a dead patient and their family? That's an awkward moment for her. JD up over the phone, as you mentioned, told Turk to say, "What is it? Something doesn't want a rash."
Yeah, way to figure out the rash situation. It wasn't too rash. I don't know what the fuck it was. At this point, I'm writing notes like, all right, here's what's wrong with this. Here's what's wrong with this. Here's what's wrong with this. Here's what's wrong. You know what I mean?
I'm writing notes like, what should I have for lunch?
Oh, God.
Okay, so check it out. So look, I have one thing that I didn't understand and it kind of got on my nerves. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did Dr. Cox call Lucy Bennett by her full name and not have a nickname or some other thing for her? Why did he knew her name? And then after he said that, why didn't she go, holy shit, he knows my name? That bothered the shit out of me. If we're going to do Scrubs.
Because he's Mr. Nickname for people, right?
Well, yeah, that's number one. Nobody, he never called any, he doesn't call me Turk. I'm Gandhi, or I'm somebody else. You know what I mean? Or I'm something else.
Lucy has five. He says he's going to give her 5 strikes until she comes up with a real reason she wants to be a doctor. We learn that Elliot wanted to be a gymnast, but fell off the balance beam and broke her bajingo bone. I think that was just a way to have Elliot say bajingo. She broke her bajingo bone.
Have you ever broke your bajingo bone, Zach?
No, I've fallen on my groin and been in pain. But I don't have a bajingo bone. I mean, I have the bone, obviously.
And we all have the bone. Everybody has the bone.
Whatever that bone is, the pelvis.
Have you ever been kicked in that area?
You've hit me in my balls
You've hit me in my balls a few. Yes. Wasn't that a little game we used to play back
called,
when we were in our youth?
It was called Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Yeah.
What?
Joel, have you never heard this joke?
I am not a boy. What?
Fair. Donald and I would walk by each other and say Bangkok and then tap each other on the balls into the point where it really hurt.
Men are so, wild. We did have a game like this in high school. I can't remember what it's called, but we would do the same thing. But you like try to slap somebody on the ass as they were going up the stairs. It's not great. Don't do that, kids.
No sexual harassment.
Well, we would be like, what's the capital of Thailand?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That's how I remember it. I'd be like, hey, what's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok?
Bangkok, bow. Yeah.
Wow. And then back when Mitch Kupchak was the GM of the Lakers, you'd be like, yo, who is the dude, the GM of the Lakers, Mitch? And they'd be like, I don't know, because nobody knew who the fuck Mitch Kupchak was. And you'd be like, Kupchak, bop! And you'd hit somebody in the nuts.
Yeah. There were lots of ways that young men found to hit each other in the balls.
Yes.
It's part of, I don't know, it's part of growing up. I don't know if that's still popular. Does your son punch his friends in the balls?
No, my son punches me in the balls, though.
Okay, tradition is strong.
So there you go. There you go.
That's like a threat.
All right.
That's a threat for my son. What do you want me to punch you in the balls?
Threat.
Oh, God. What about when you morph into Elliot for no reason at all? It was like, what was that about?
All of a sudden, it was a segue. They were trying to do like a segue. Transition. Right,
but we don't do, like traditionally morph in the show. It was out of
this
nowhere.
This is season 9.
I know. And it's John Putch, who's a great director. Maybe he was just trying something out of the box, but all of a sudden you morphed into Elliot. It was like that video. What's the, it doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Ow, what's your back?
That was when morphing first came out. That was like the first video to show morphing.
I ain't batting your brother.
What year was that?
Before that. Joel,
look
Terminator.
No. Black.
No, that wasn't morphing. That was different technology.
Terminator, that motherfucker morphed. What are you talking about?
But what Zach is talking about is a face transforming from one face to another. And that was...
That happened for the first time.
I definitely remember the black or white video.
When the motherfucker stabbed a dude.
That's different. Oh. That was amazing technology. Terminator 2 was also groundbreaking. But I'm talking about when black or white the music video came out, people were like, whoa.
What year was you watching? If you watch that shit now, it's not as dope as it was when
it totally still looks. It looks still impeccable.
No, it
doesn't. November 1991.
I just watched that shit. I just watched it.
Then we have different eyes, sir.
I love that song though.
It's catchy.
You know what Disneyland's missing? Captain EO. Do you remember Captain EO?
I never did Captain EO.
You never got to see Captain EO?
No.
Oh, you know what song was in Captain EO? We're taking over. We have the truth. This is our message we bring to you. Don't point your finger. That's dangerous. This is our planet. You're one of us.
You know what song came
We're
on?
We're sending out on major love. You don't know
Come
that
on,
one?
Let's move on. You got to go to Disney.
You don't know that?
All right. No, I don't know any Captain EO songs. That's not on my... There's only one song that I know.
Get it.
We should make that our ringtone. Mm-hmm. Okay. JD likes to go to the zoo with Turk to see penguins twice a month. He and Turk think that they look like little formal people and that they have British accents. Elliot tells Denise she's got to put on a sexy outfit. There's two makeover moments in this episode, bizarrely.
Well, Denise misreads Drew saying put on something nice other than the scrubs that she has on, which are bloody. So Denise spirals and looks for help, and she goes to Turk originally, and this is where the morph comes from. And Turk's excited that she comes over because he wants to play hospital games with her. And she's like, no, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to, because I have an issue with Drew. And he's like, oh, I know how to fix this. And he takes her to Elliot. And that's where the morph comes in. So now Elliot's geeked to do a makeover. I guess Elliot's been through, it's true. We've watched the show. She's been through several makeovers. At first, Denise says no. And so Elliot gets to make over Lucy first. Mm-hmm. And then toward the end, she gets to make over Denise as well. But this is where they go for, their advice. This is the advice right. scene in a makeover situation.
Oh yeah, but there's two makeovers in this episode. Said Denise puts in a hockey jersey because she thinks that's sexy because she's not wearing a bra. Then we learn that Drew had done this embarrassing thing the last time he was going through med school, where he, I assume drunk, tackled the kid who was giving the speech, and then he yells, "You better recognize," which I guess was a thing people said in the 90s.
We all said that shit. Fucking, whatchamacallit, Aziz Ansari's character said that shit. Oh, kids must recognize.
I don't think I was ever I was never a person who said, "You better recognize."
There was a song back in the days, "Real Heads on the Rise," written by Helter Skelter. "All heads on the rise, you better recognize." It had a Marvin Gaye sample. "I feel the sun and rain down, and the beauty of it all heads realize, real heads on the rise, you better recognize."
Daniel, do you know that song?
No, those people catch a lawsuit for that one.
I don't know if they caught a lawsuit. I can't find it online. It's one of my favorite songs.
Marvin Gaye's people be litigious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a fantasy. There's only one fantasy, I think, and it's when Lucy imagines that horses don't like humans after being taught to speak, and she's sobbing because she loves horses.
Is this the worst fantasy that's ever been on Scrubs?
Yes! I mean,
they really don't. These writers really didn't crack the fantasy aspect of Scrubs. If you think about seasons 1 through 8, how funny those fantasies were. They've sort of given it up, and then they kind of toss one in mm-hmm. once an episode. And,
well, like, and you can't say, well, we don't have the money for it because we did a morph in the fucking episode. Mm-hmm. Why not use the morph money for an elaborate fantasy?
I don't know that morphs were that expensive, but...
Or even just bring a horse into the hospital. That's kind of crazy. Like, there's a horse in the hospital. That never happens. But for them to just be like, it's in a newspaper. I was like, what has happened to this show?
Right.
Why couldn't she be at a ranch? You know what I mean? And the horse talks.
Because they spent all that money on making the morph. Newspaper. No, on making a newspaper that says horses don't like humans.
Right.
So Elliot gives Denise... she's trying to give her a makeover. Cox locks Cole in a closet, and the security guard is there to make sure Cole doesn't come out of the closet.
Ever again, it seems like, because they both fall asleep. There was not a point where the security guard was like, dude, you know what? You want to just go home?
And you see how Dave Franco chose his character fell asleep with his... Why would you sleep like that?
Nobody would.
With his...
head against the door?
Like, he's the door stopper.
That didn't make sense. Drew scrubs in. I don't know if med students are allowed to scrub in and go in the OR, but what do I know? And that's where Donald gives him a lesson about, you know, you can redeem yourself.
No, not Donald. Turk does. Turk does.
We sometimes make that error.
We do. You're right.
You did say something that was kind of funny. You said, why do white people ruin everything? I only got to say faux shizzle for a week.
I didn't laugh at that.
I know, but I smiled. I was like the only moment I kind of smiled.
I didn't laugh at that.
Okay, so then Lucy takes off her glasses and shakes her hair out. There's a bizarrely sexy jazz saxophone cue, you know, where she reveals herself. Again, there's two commercial breaks in this episode. I guess that they were trying to milk it for all the money they could get, because there didn't used to be two different commercial breaks.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, we have to take a commercial break, you guys, because that's how this whole thing works. Here we go. Kind is calling all flavor chasers.
Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
What you trying to get into? What day or show?
Disneyland.
What you trying to do?
Let's go to Disneyland.
Okay. Lucy finally says she wants to be a doctor for a million reasons, which now satisfies Cox. That's really the answer that made Cox go, "You finally got it."
So effing agitated at this. What is the point?
Why did you lead us through an episode of her searching for her reason to have her reason be, "I want to be a doctor for a million reasons"?
I have all the reasons. More I don't even know yet. Why are we here?
And then Denise shows up in her makeover part 2 at when Drew is giving his speech.
Wait, hold up. Wally, come here. Let him say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Hi, happy birthday, Wilder.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday, Wilder.
Wilder, what? Wilder,
why did you sing this song for?
Wait, Wilder, let me ask her a question.
He wants to ask you a question.
Wilder, what ride at Disneyland are you most excited about going on today?
Guardians of the Galaxy and the Incredicoaster.
The Incredicoaster. Nice. And you're not scared to go on those rides? No. About Space Mountain?
Oh, I like that.
You like that a lot. Okay. And what about some of the other rides? Like, do you like It's a Small World?
You gotta talk.
Yeah. Okay. And are you going to beat your dad in the Toy Story game?
Mm-hmm. By a gazillion points.
Okay. Ooh,
confidence.
Good. All right. Happy birthday, Wilder. Have so much fun.
Thank you.
Bye, Wilder.
Bye.
Are y'all going to wrap this up so we can go to Disneyland?
Yeah, we're wrapping
it up.
It's my
fault. I'm the one that's blabbing and stuff.
She said she's going to beat you by a gazillion points on Toy Story.
She's on crack.
Will you let your daughter win?
My kid's on crack.
Will you let your daughter win on the Toy Story ride, or are you going to just be like, hell no?
Come on. Are you kidding me?
It's like with Carla when you're arm wrestling her?
There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way in hell. All right. She's going to try. and then she's going to cry.
I'm telling you, right before you get on, just Google where the secret points are.
There
you
go. I think I just might.
That's what I did. Audience, I recommend it. And your friends will be like, how did you get a billion?
You have been away a long time.
You have been gone for a while.
That's not bad. You have been gone for a while.
You have it's been just, gone for a while.
That's it's just the a while that went wrong. That's where it went wrong. Like the, that's where the brain
fart. For a while.
You have been bad. Gone. You have you been have gone, been for, gone a
for a while.
No, how would you say it? You're like, you have been gone for a while.
You've been gone for a while.
You've been gone for a while.
Yeah. You have been gone for a while.
You have been. I'm trying to do my audition.
You
for
have it, been gone for
I
a while.
I want to see what if I'd get it. If let me see what my read would be. You have been gone for a while.
Well, let me say, let me give you the line before it. You ready? Let me give you the line before it. Here we go. Yeah. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you making coffee now?
You have been gone for a while.
You have been gone for a while.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's not, though. It's not, though.
All right. That's it, everybody. We love you. We got to get Donald and his daughter to Disneyland. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. Thank you for listening. Mm. And we appreciate you. And happy birthday to Wilder Faison.
Happy birthday.
And
you know, I can say it because she came from my balls. Happy birthday, baby.
5, 6, 7.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.